What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Hillyunzer Wrestling Podcast, your NXT TakeOver preview, predictions. Happy WrestleMania weekend. Yes, WrestleMania weekend is upon us. Kind of sad I didn't get a chance to go to WrestleMania this year, but stuff happens. But I'm gonna enjoy watching it this weekend. I'm really excited for TakeOver. Excited for TakeOver tonight, but not super excited for WrestleMania. I don't know. I might get excited on Sunday when it happens and stuff. But the build hasn't been great for WrestleMania. But we'll talk about that in the prediction show for WrestleMania. Yeah, I want to jump on. It's a little early here recording the podcast because I haven't got a chance to do one because it's been real crazy. Life's been real crazy with the moving and going to school and work. I mean, but that's life. You got to get through everything. But times are changing. So it's going to be a lot of different stuff coming up here for the podcast. So look out for that stuff. But let's get into these predictions for NXT TakeOver New York or Brooklyn 5. I don't know why they're not calling it Brooklyn 5 because they're in Brooklyn. But I get it because WrestleMania is taking place in New York. Technically in New Jersey, but anyway. the first match probably be the evening will probably be Ricochet and Aleister Black teaming up, the winners of the Dusty Rhodes Classic, taking on War Raiders or War Machine. I don't see Aleister Black and Ricochet are going to go their own separate ways on Raw and SmackDown, probably one on Raw, one on SmackDown. So I don't see them losing to the Roar Raiders. I do think this is going to be a really good match. And this is how, in the mold of TakeOvers, you always start with a tag team match. And this would be a really good tag team match to start with. But I think War Raiders will win this match, retain their titles down the road here. Retain their titles, and go forward from there for that. The next match will be for the NXT UK. It's not the NXT. It's still the WWE United Kingdom Championship, where it will be Pete Dunne defending against Walter. This one was a tough one. It's a tough one because I do want to see Pete Dunne get to two years with that title. Because I think it'll be May 15th that he will, it's some around the middle of May that he would hit the 2-year mark. But I think Peter Dunne is coming up to the main roster. I think they're going to bring him up to the main roster. Hopefully not 205 Live. But yeah, I think he's going to go up to the main roster. I think he drops his belt to Walter. It's been a really good, been an okay build. Walter's only said a sentence, but that's how Walter should be. That's how you build a big guy up, in my opinion. That's how they should build up guys like Lars Sullivan. Braun should not have talked at all. You know, Braun's charismatic as all get out, but that's how you want to build up a guy like Walter. Don't have him say anything, have him say a couple words, but that's about it, really. But I feel Walter will win this match. I think Walter will carry the brand. Pete Dunne and I think Mustache Mountain are going to go to the main roster because they need help in the tag team division also as well. So I got Walter winning the WWE United Kingdom Championship. And the next match will be for the WWE Women's Championship, where it will be the champion Shayna Baszler defending her title against Kairi Sane, Io Shirai, and Bianca Belair. Now, I have so much angles and stuff that can go on from here. Excuse me. I could see Bianca Belair keeping this belt. I could see Shayna Baszler. I mean, Bianca Belair winning the title. I could see Shayna Baszler retaining the title. I don't see Kairi Sane winning, because I think she's also going to go to main roster after this also. Either being a solo or being a tag team. It all depends what they want to do. And I don't see Io Shirai winning because, one, I think they really want to form a tag team and build a tag team women's division up. And they're calling the Sky Pirates. So have them go up to the main roster or even compete in NXT and have Bayley and Sasha challenge them down there. And number two, Io touched the belt on Wednesday on NXT TV. She touched the title. You don't touch a title the week before pay-per-view. You don't do that. The go-home show. You touch that title, you're automatically going to lose. Wait to hear my WrestleMania predictions on that also as well. Yeah, you don't touch a title before that. By the way, my WrestleMania predictions, this probably is not going to be that long. But the WrestleMania predictions are probably going to be really long. But, yeah, that's why I don't see either one of them two winning it. I don't think Shayna, this is why I'm going with this prediction. I don't think Shayna Baszler is going to, up to the main roster yet. I don't think Shayna's going up yet at all. People are like, oh, she's going up after Mania because Ronda's leaving. Because Marina and Jessica are not ready to come up yet. And they will get squashed. I understand you want them to learn on the fly and everything. But I feel like keeping them down for a couple more months. If you want to have that horsewoman versus horsewoman match at Survivor Series, keep them down a little bit. Keep them down a little bit longer until if Ronda does take the break after WrestleMania. And then she can, they can come up then and they can start that feud if they want. But that's why I'm going to go with Shayna Baszler retaining. I think she's done a great job being the women's champion. She has done everything that's been needed. She's getting better in the ring. And I think this continues letting her grow as champion. Maybe have her drop the title. I think they're getting ready to build to something with Candice LeRae. I think Candice LeRae is getting rebuilt up here, which would be good because Candice LeRae needs something. I mean, she's too good. She's one of the top women, not just in NXT, and probably the whole women's division, and she needs something. So build her up a little bit. I would like to, I would like to see Johnny go up to the main roster and then let Candice take over and take on that persona of Candice Wrestling. And have her build her story that way. And she becomes NXT Women's Champion. But we'll see. Yeah, I got Shayna winning. I can see Bianca Belair going up to the main roster. I can see her going up to the main roster. And instead of Shayna, Bianca going up there. And doing okay. Doing well. Because they need help on the women's division. Not just on the tag team side. But also on the single side. There's a lot of rumors saying they're trying to think about adding a mid-card belt to the women, which would be good if they're going to combine, have a combined women's champion, which they should. The women should be on both shows. They should. You can have the men cross, don't have the men split up on both brands, but have the women on both shows. Or you can have the mid-card belt on, SmackDown. And have the women's champion on Raw. You can do it that way. And then have the tag team bounce all over the place. But we'll see. But yeah, Shayna Baszler retaining the women's title. The next match for the North American title will be The Man, Velveteen Dream, The Dream, taking, well, I can't call him The Man because The Man is Becky Lynch, so The Velveteen Dream taking on the King of Bros, Matt Riddle, or Velveteen called him Matthew Riddle. This has been a fun feud here. hopefully this turns out to be a really good match. I think it's going to be an outstanding match. I don't see Matt Riddle doesn't need a title right now. He does not need a title. I think he just needs to have an outstanding match, build himself back up, and maybe challenge for that NXT title down the road. I mean, I've seen a lot of people say he's going to win tonight because Velveteen Dream's coming up. I don't think Velveteen Dream's coming up anytime soon. I think they're going to keep him down there for a little bit longer because you don't want to get him lost in a shuffle. So a lot of our guys are getting lost in a shuffle. You don't want to get him lost in a shuffle because you want to plug Velveteen Dream, people like Velveteen Dream, Johnny Gargano. You want to make sure Adam Cole, these guys that get called up, are not going to get lost in a shuffle. No, you don't want that at all. So that's why I'm going to go with Velveteen Dream winning this match. I mean, the man had two women drag him out on a couch 2 weeks ago on NXT TV. That's beautiful. And then Matt Riddle drinks his drink and then throws his cup. Oh, man, it's been real fun. It's been very entertaining. Back and forth, him calling him Matthew Riddle. It's been real fun. So I'm going to go with Velveteen Dream retaining the North American title. Then we have the main event. 2 out of 3 falls match with winner taking the NXT title. It will be Johnny Gargano taking on Mr. Adam Cole, baby, of the Undisputed Era. I feel like this is going to be match of the weekend. We can go home. I know Okada's versus Jay White. I know that triple threat match with Lethal and Scroll and Tavern. I know that might be hot. I know we got WrestleMania. Couple matches. I don't know what happened in I think United Stand was last night for AAA and Impact. I think so. There's a lot of good wrestling this weekend, but I feel like this match might steal the show. This match could steal the show. It just sucks because this. Just think about what could be, but it also sucks. Think about this. If Tommaso Ciampa did not get hurt, Adam Cole would not be in this spot. Would not even be thought of. Johnny Gargano was supposed to beat Tommaso Ciampa in 2 out of 3 falls for this title. Johnny Gargano was supposed to beat Tommaso Ciampa, but Tommaso Ciampa's injured. They're talking about him maybe not wrestling again, which is very sad. Been watching a little bit of the WWE, basically NXT PC, the WWE PC YouTube channel. It's pretty good stuff on there. If you haven't got a chance to check it out, do so. Go check that out because it's really good with Tommaso Ciampa going through surgery and everything like that. And it just sucks because, like, that could have been the match. But Adam Cole would not be on a takeover. He's not wrestling a main takeover. As a matter of fact, if he would not be on the takeover card, Undisputed Era would not be on takeover. It'd be, like, the first time since they've got called up since none of them have been on takeover. So it's, like, it's kind of weird. Like, that would have been very weird. In another alternate universe, that could have happened. But with my prediction, what I think is going to happen is I think they're going to stay the route. I think Johnny Gargano wins the NXT title as planned. And then I think Undisputed Era is going up to the main roster. I think they're going to be called up. I think they're going to be ones called up. All four of them are ready. I mean, yeah, Adam Cole has never been NXT champion. I don't think he needs to. You can plug him into a main event. How about this? Kofi wins the WWE Championship. Adam Cole comes out. You can have an undisputed New Day rivalry there right off the bat. You want to talk about stuff fitting and people fitting into certain places. Because you want to know who's challenging Kofi after WrestleMania if he wins the title. Maybe a spoiler alert of my predictions, maybe. You're damn right. But is he, who's going to challenge Kofi after WrestleMania? They're going to continue to feud Daniel Bryan? Is Daniel Bryan going to take some time off? I know Daniel Bryan wanted to start a family. Him and Brie want to have another child, as the rumor is. But from what you see on Total Bellas, he wants to have another child. Maybe he wants to take some time off. Know the new deal gives him some time off. Maybe take some time off. Who knows? But we'll get into that in the whole the WrestleMania predictions. But I think they're staying the course. I think Johnny was going to win that title against Ciampa in 2-3 falls. He was going to win the title then there. So I think they're just going to keep the course. Adam Cole just got plugged in to this match to make it still a banger match, make it a hot match. And they wanted to keep that route going. They didn't want to take anything away from it. So putting Adam Cole in it, he's still going to be in the main event. I think this will be Adam Cole's third main event. If you count the War Games, yeah, it'll be his third main event. But a lot of people think Adam Cole might win this title, but I think it's Johnny's going to win the title because everybody's like, well, Johnny's going up to the main roster, but what's Johnny going to do in the main roster? I feel like if they take the whole Undisputed Era up to the main roster, it'll be bigger than Johnny because Johnny could, again, get lost in the shuffle. Keep the title on Johnny for a little bit. Maybe have Johnny Gargano then drop it to a lot of people in NXT that are coming through. Maybe a Dijak. They're shortening names now. His full name's not going to be said. Hope everybody understands this. It's probably going to be Dijak here shortly. I can't believe they're chopping people's names off in WWE. Just weird. We'll talk about it in the WrestleMania prediction show. We'll talk about that. But, yeah, I'm going to go with Johnny Gargano. I think Johnny Gargano is going to win the NXT title tonight. So that is my NXT predictions. Going to jump in after TakeOver, probably a little bit later after the show. Maybe do a review of NXT TakeOver. Sure as damn not doing it after WrestleMania if it ends at 1 o'clock, I'll tell you that. It probably won't come up until... I'll probably throw one up here on Monday for WrestleMania. It all depends how late WrestleMania runs, but TakeOver definitely going to do one after the show tonight. So be on the lookout for that also. And be also lookout for the WrestleMania predictions today. We're probably going to start doing the reviews for Raw, SmackDown, and all the shows. Probably going to start those once, probably closer to in April. Probably around the last week of April, first week of May. Probably going to start doing those reviews right after the show. Except for the NXT UK and 205 Live. Probably do those the next day. And then we'll probably have like a big news show also. So big stuff. Be on the lookout for that. Also, I'm also doing a little bit different with the Hill Yunzer podcast. I'm going to be also talking about some Pittsburgh sports, Pittsburgh news also. So if you're a Pittsburgh sports fan as I am, of course, that's where the Yunzer came from. Be on the lookout for that. It's coming very, very soon. Again, thank you guys for listening. I do appreciate that. Again, you can listen on some of the most major places that support podcasts. Like, for example, Apple Podcasts. You got Google Play, Spotify. You can go listen to me on those things. It's pretty cool. And then you can also, again, subscribe to Anchor, download the app. One of the best things, even if you're thinking about doing a podcast, Anchor is a great way to start your podcast off and to kick it off. And it's very, very, very easy, and they help you on the way also as well. So if you're thinking about doing that, or just want to listen to podcasts on Anchor, I do recommend listening on Anchor also as well. Again, guys, thank you again. I'm going to get ready to go to work. Here, but I just wanted to jump on. I didn't get a chance to do the predictions yet for NXT, and I want to do those before the show so you guys get time to listen to this and everything. Again, guys, thank you guys again for listening. You guys have a great day, and be on the lookout for the WrestleMania predictions here a little bit later on this afternoon. Okay, guys, talk to you later. Peace.